It's 8:45, live from the KIOS studios. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan, and it's time for Live and Local with me, Laura Medici. She's the Director of Engagement Programs for Opera Omaha. You think of the Vikings horns, amazing soprano and baritone voices and the big sets, and there's so much more to National Opera Week than that, isn't there, Lauren?
There absolutely is, and that's really what we do during National Opera Week. It's a national program that opera companies all across the country are participating in, but we're really do things during this week to show the full spectrum of opera, that we're not just the big performances here in Omaha on stage at the Orpheum, but we're really out in the community and doing all sorts of things.
Well, can you talk about some of the activities? Because it is interesting, at some level, some folks may think of opera as one of those things out there. That's not for me. But in truth, opera is amazingly accessible, isn't it?
Yeah, and what's really beautiful about opera is it's literally all of the things together. So when we break down what opera is, we can talk about storytelling, we can talk about vocal music or instrumental music or visual arts and sets and costumes or the technology that goes into putting one of those shows up. So some of the things we're doing during National Opera Week are we're partnering with the Omaha Public Library to offer opera story times at 6 branches across the city. So those start on Friday and go all the way through next week. And we will have our Holland Community Opera Fellows out and about at story times. They'll read an opera story and they'll lead some exercises so that kids can try their own opera voices. So maybe we have some budding opera stars out there in the community who just don't know it yet.
One of the interesting things about the stories of opera is not unlike fairy tales, not unlike tales of morality that have been a part of Western civilization and Western culture, right?
Yeah, we have all of the stories and all of the history and all of that. A lot of it has been turned into opera, so we have a lot of things to talk about when we say opera.
Sure. What else is going on?
So we're doing a concert on Friday night at the Blue Barn Theater at 7 p.m. Featuring Ellen Reed, and she's a young contemporary composer who's been writing some really interesting stuff, and she'll be part of our one festival in the spring. She's a curator, and she's composing a really neat individual installation piece for the festival. So this fall we're going to feature some of her music as well as some of her contemporaries in a different type of concert than what you might typically associate with Opera Omaha doing. This is similar to last year we featured the music of Missy Mazzoli. Ellen Reed is in that same group, and we're really excited to be working with her. She'll be here on Friday, so it'll be followed by a conversation. So we'll get a little more insight into what's happening in the spring.
How did you manage to get a nationally renowned composer like that to be a part of this?
What's really exciting is as part of our one festival, we've developed relationships with these artists who are doing cool new things, and Opera Omaha and part of the festival has really become a place that artists can come and create this amazing type of work. So that's how, you know, we have these relationships and they're able to come here and play with us.
You've often heard that laughter is the best medicine, but music is a bit of a healing art as well. And that's kind of demonstrated this Thursday, isn't it?
Yes, we've been doing some concerts and we've been partnering with the Buffett Cancer Center and their Healing Arts program to bring arts into that cancer center in that beautiful new space. So we'll be doing concerts there on Thursday, November 1st. And those are really beautiful in the lobby space. They're open to the public, so anybody can come in over their lunch hour and get a little dose of beautiful music. And we're excited that after we do the public concerts in the lobby, we'll be moving into more patient areas so patients who can't leave their rooms can experience that music as well.
Oh, that's a lot of fun. Another reach out, or outreach, I should say, to the youth, the Girl Scouts specifically, coming up on Saturday.
We have a great partnership with the Girl Scouts, and it's really exciting for them. We're doing a behind-the-curtain workshop that really shows, as we talked about, all those other parts of opera that really make it up. So we'll learn about costumes, we'll talk a little bit about sets and design and visual arts, as well as we always want to talk about singing and the music and the stories that go into these operas. So it's a really fun interactive workshop for the girls who come. So I think we'll have about 60 girls in our rehearsal studio that day who are going through all these stations and learning all about opera.
That sounds like a lot of fun. How long have you been doing this?
I've been with Opera Omaha for about a year and a half.
What's just the best part of your job?
I think the best part of my job is I get to work with a lot of different community partners to create programming and experiences that are really for them and speak to the people that they work with. And so it's different every day, but it's really fun when someone has that light bulb go off and they said, this wasn't for me. and we say, just try it. And they do something, and then they really love it, and they want more. That's really a rewarding part of it. But it's really about helping others access their creative spirit and facilitating their own creative exploration, which is really fun.
Oh, that's neat. So far, and this is completely off the record, just between you and I, your favorite opera?
You know, I think my favorite opera experience so far has been Proving Up, which we did as part of the One Festival last spring. We did it site-specific at Kaneko. You felt like you were immersed in the opera. You were part of that experience. And it was just a really different and cool opera experience for me.
That's Lauren Medici. She's the Director of Engagement Programs at Opera Omaha. National Opera Week is here right now. You can find more information at the website. Thank you so much for joining us. Morning Edition continues right now.